The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Coming up later this hour, Nick Brannigan and the Non-GMO Kitchen. We're going to learn about this new adventure of his out of Las Vegas and updates on my visit to Las Vegas, return visit, later in the summer when I will get off the plane and begin to cook immediately because it's ridiculous in August there. But the American Naturopathic Medical...
Oh, you mean like because you're hot? I thought you were like going to cook.
Well, I might. Maybe if I stay in a place that has a kitchen, I don't mind. But it's more likely that I'll go to some raw vegan places when I'm out there, I think. The Go Raw Cafe.
Speaking of cook, we've got a cool guest coming up this hour.
We do? Who's that?
Yeah, our buddy Nick Brannigan.
That's what I just said. Have you not been paying attention to me? Good Lord. Super Don's been sleeping. We opened the show. He's not paying attention.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
You are so funny. I don't know what you multitask.
I am. I admit.
You know, see, the thing is, when I'm multitasking, I keep an eye on the time, you know, that we have. You know, I'm a professional here. I'm gonna
you're
hit my marks.
Watcher. You are definitely the clock watcher. Yeah.
Yes, Super Don, you're the guy drifting through the show. Even though you make it sound great, you still drift a bit.
Sitting here with my Rubik's Cube. I'm
Tokyo
sorry.
Drift. He's not paying attention to me. Anyway, Zika is back in the news, Super D. And it's incredible the lengths that they're going to try and convince us that Zika is going to end all life as we know it on planet Earth. First story comes from Puerto Rico. Remember that song from West Side Story? That started Puerto Rico, beautiful island.
Right? I haven't seen that in a while.
Man, what a musical that was. But they weren't talking about Zika. And they're saying that the first U.S. Zika death is reported in Puerto Rico. So I'm immediately intrigued by this story, saying maybe somebody actually, they did finally definitively say, yeah, boy, this is a bad virus and it can kill you, much less make your brain shrink before you have a chance at life, microcephaly. Well, it's not exactly that as you read the story. The headline, of course, claims it happened, and go to the story and you go, wait a second. What kind of headline is that? Doesn't make any sense. So this guy, Ana Rius, is reporting on this, Puerto Rico's health secretary. He said that a 70-year-old man, maybe Ana is a female reporting on this. I apologize. I don't know who the health secretary is down there in Puerto Rico. But said a 70-year-old man infected with Zika died in February. This is old news, but it's now coming out. Died in February from what? Zika? No, from severe.
If you look at the headline, that's what they're
saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, so let's get to it. February, what did you die of? Severe thrombocytopenia. Now, if that's...
Is that the same thing as Zika?
Not even close.
Oh.
It's a low blood platelet count that can lead to internal bleeding. Never before have I seen an article, a published journal, that said Zika causes severe thrombocytopenia. 70 years old. Now, expand this story, and we find out the U.S. territory has seen more than 600 Zika cases, 73 of those involving pregnant women. And, of course, the obligatory HIV causes AIDS, or HIV equals AIDS. I'm just throwing it out there because this is the game they're playing. Zika can cause severe birth defects, right? Zika, birth defects. Zika, microcephaly. It's the linkage. And then this health secretary of Puerto Rico then admits that all 14 pregnant women infected with Zika that have given birth have perfectly healthy babies.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
No. Wait. I see, now I'm confused because that totally contradicts or conflicts with what it was that they were leading you to believe.
It's a completely nonsensical story. The headline is a lie. The story goes and basically shows you that it's not even correlation at this point, right? Where's the causation? Now they're claiming that it's going to cause 70-year-old men to die of severe thrombocytopenia. I'm telling you, folks, when I'm out here saying that Zika is a scam, I'm not saying that Zika doesn't exist, but I am saying that it isn't doing anything, or if it is, they haven't even come close to definitive proof. They barely have a weak correlation, and I'm not even giving them that at this point. 16 people have been hospitalized. 4 are believed to have developed a temporary paralysis condition known as Guillain-Barré because of Zika, they say. But where's the evidence of that? Question is, how many of these people with Guillain-Barré had been vaccinated recently? How many of these people with Guillain-Barré have been exposed to toxic pesticides, larvicides, herbicides, any kind of heavy metal or something that is known to cause neurological paralysis as one of the effects of the presence of that? They're not mentioning it, except to say that in all of the people that had Zika and had babies, all the babies were healthy, and we've got one 70-year-old guy who didn't die of Zika, but we're claiming he did. Do you see what a scam this is?
Wow. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Because I still, as far as I understand, in reading all of these articles and looking at these different quote studies that have come out, they still have not found a smoking gun on this.
No.
But they have moved forward in saying that, yes, there is a link, when there is no scientific evidence. It's all based on speculation.
Anecdotes, speculation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it good for them and not for us, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Marsha.
Yeah. And then we go to Fox News, who's reporting on a story, I think, originally in the Wall Street Journal. Headline here reads, brain damage in Zika babies is far worse than expected. All right. So now we're going into it. It's like, okay, are they studying the cases where they actually definitively identified the presence of Zika? Let's find out. We go to Salvador, Brazil, and we talk about this woman, Ana Gabriela do Prado Pachol, sat at a desk in a small medical exam room and began a familiar heartbreaking ritual. And then they say, your baby's head is smaller than normal, according to Dr. Bachel told the anxious mother, who had contracted the Zika virus while pregnant. That's what they say here. Then we go to a big chart, really an impressive chart. And it says Zika-linked birth defects in infants with microcephaly. All right? So we expect that this means they've definitively identified 35 infants born with microcephaly that have definitely been linked to the Zika virus. But it's not exactly that. You're laughing. You see what it says here?
I'm sorry, because I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, well, let me just double check before you say it to make sure.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this, and it's like, yeah. Zika, the title.
Yeah.
Zika-linked birth defects.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, birth defects that are linked to Zika,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And what is the link? What is the link? All mothers lived in or had visited Zika-infected areas while pregnant. This is like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Which, oh, by the way, is no longer 6 degrees.
What is it now?
It's like 3.5 degrees now is what it's changed. Yeah. Just, a little trivia there.
I don't even understand that. But I do understand that this is a smoke and mirrors game. To blame Zika. There's no even definitive proof that these women had Zika. They're just making the claim. And guess what the source is? The CDC. Remember the story the CDC came out with their new peer-reviewed literature claiming that Zika actually does it because we can't find a reasonable alternative explanation. How many times have we reported on reasonable alternative explanations reported down in South America from doctors, PhD scientists, and researchers that said, here's a reasonable option. to consider. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. But the CDC can't, so they say, nope, it's got to be Zika, even if there's no presence of Zika found. I'm telling you, man, this is embarrassing. If you work for the CDC, you should be embarrassed. If you write as a medical reporter, I'd say you should be embarrassed, but you don't even know that you don't know. That's how just automatonic these reporters are.
Well, and listen, I mean, they're just moving forward on this because the CDC came out and gave the official statement that yes, there is the link. Now everybody just assumes there is at this point. So it doesn't matter that this chart only says that the mothers, you know, happened to drive through the neighborhood that had Zika, and so therefore that must be the reason why their child had microcephaly. Right. It's an established fact. It's one of those situations where it's no longer debatable, according to the CDC.
Yeah, according to the CDC. All right, well, let's go to the listeners. We got questions of the day coming in. Let's get that theme going right now.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day. Where does it come from? First one we're going to hit from, I don't know. Oh, Janice. Hi, Janice. Hi, Robert. I was talking to a coworker at work today, and she told me she has had three doctors tell her to stay away from Neosporin. Really? What kind of doctors are they? That's awesome, Janice. Oh, okay. She goes on. Anymore, I'm a little skeptical anyway. I'm a little more skeptical about these doctors that push pharmaceuticals and downplay the benefits of natural remedies, but I've had such good luck with Neosporin that I'm wondering if there's anything to this. What do you know? Thanks again. Love your show, Janice. All right, Janice.
That's a little confusing.
Isn't it, though? She's saying the doctors are saying avoid it, but she likes it. She likes Neosporin.
Does she think Neosporin is a natural alternative?
No, she doesn't. She knows it's not, but I guess she's just like, hey, I've had good success with it. Okay. I'm telling you, Janice, there are petrochemicals in there you do not want to put on your skin. There are antibiotics in there you don't want to put in there. These are synthetics. Now, does that mean you're not going to heal with Neosporin? I mean, if it totally sucked, people wouldn't be buying it. Let's just be honest about that. You could measure some level of benefits with Neosporin. However, considering that it's not necessary to utilize it, would I recommend it? I don't recommend it. In fact, what I utilize topically is the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel, because you're not dealing with petrochemicals, in terms of accelerating healing or blocking healing. In reality, you're doing some blocking of the healing. And what silver is doing is down-regulating tissue inflammation, up-regulating regeneration of healthy new tissue without scarring. So you can do whatever you think you're doing with Neosporin and triple the pace with the first aid gel from Sovereign Silver. So I'm not going to tell you using Neosporin is going to kill you. It's not. But why utilize it? You just don't need to anymore, Janice. Try it. Switch over and let me know what you think. And Super Don, you've used the first aid gel, so you know firsthand what that's like. But I can't even ask you the question because I'm paying attention to the clock. We got to take a break. We'll be back with another question of the day. See if we can get to FDA recommendations to doctors as well after this. If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Show notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, healing, liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. All right, pay attention. There's another question of the day. I'm going to see if I can run through this quickly because I do want to cover that FDA story. Directive to doctors. Barb Cushing asks, my wife has... That's kind of strange. My wife has Barb, is that? Oh, no, Randy is. This is confusing when you share an email.
Randy,
yeah. I'm like, sorry, Barb, it's Randy. It's your husband that's asking this. He says my wife
to get his own email address.
Yes, my wife has lots of arthritis in her knees. X-rays show no cartilage on the inside half of both her knees. Can you recommend anything other than over-the-counter drugs that will help her build her tissue back? Well, first of all, Randy, I don't know of any over-the-counter drug that helps you rebuild connective tissue. And if there is one and I missed it, you can let me know, but I'm not familiar with it. He says, right now, the surgeon says the only option is knee replacement for both knees. She really does not want to do this unless it's absolutely necessary. She has constant aches and pains. What do you suggest? Right now, she only takes Excedrin for it, and it doesn't help much, but she refuses to take stronger drugs. Thank you. And then it says, thank you. It doesn't sign Randy, but Randy's there. Okay, Randy, I want to help you with your wife's case. And this is the briefest version, honestly. Rebuilding connective tissue has everything to do with silicon. The trace mineral silica, which you'll get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. You're going to get a bunch of bottles, at least three, because she's going to be on three tablets four times a day for at least a month, maybe 2 months or more. And the reason is, to rebuild connective tissue at that level, we need to load up the silica. Now, I would also do homeopathic silicea, which is the homeopathic form of silica, or maybe one of King BioRemedies that addresses joint pain arthritis pain. That will also help to energetically stimulate the regenerative process. But remember also there are other micro minerals and macro minerals that can help. Something like a living calcium complex. I think Garden of Life has something you can use as well. And that can help rebuild by adding more of the minerals in. In addition to that, we can reduce tissue inflammation with omega-3 essential fats, right? Very big time, instead of Excedrin. We could look to the CBD to reduce some of that pain associated with it or anxiety associated with the pain. Make sure she's hydrated. And, of course, you know, again, skeletal integrity. We've got to have some level of movement. But I'm not saying it's a quick fix, because when you're down to the nubs, for a lack of a better way to say it, if they're saying that, it's going to take some concerted effort. I would also look into the energetics of certain light therapy. Laser lights like the cold lasers at 635 nanometer wavelengths or others now that are comprehensive and complex. That could also be of great assistance for your wife's recovery. But again, hydration, good fats, even saturated fats are going to be helpful for regeneration. Silica and other trace minerals. And there you go. That's it for the briefest of discussions there. We can do a follow-up on that, Randy, if you want. Send me another message or call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, to the FDA. They are reconsidering training requirements for painkillers. And by the way, Randy, I'm glad your wife is not doing anything harder than Excedrin, but Excedrin can damage liver and kidneys, so you want to restore liver-kidney function. Detox. Do the daily cleansing tea from the Doc of Detox. Even that alone will be a gentle way for your wife to start cleansing out the bad guys that are in the way. That would be great. But the FDA had said, hey, you know what? We need to have to put on special training wheels for medical doctors. They've gone through medical school. They're licensed by the state, but they're just not getting the message. They're not getting the memo. We need to give them extra training before they prescribe OxyContin. What do you think, Super D?
Look, we know a little bit more about doctors that doctors don't really know what people think they do, but Does a doctor really need to have safety classes to prescribe drugs? Shouldn't they already know this stuff?
You know, it's a dangerous profession. Maybe there's not enough safety training in medical.
I mean, really? Class. Safety classes?
Yeah. Maybe they should wear safety glasses, too. You know, when they look at a bottle of OxyContin and go, maybe not. Because, well, they don't know. They're not trained. They got their horse blinders on to see only drugs, and they kind of ignore other mechanisms. Remember, another thing that we've talked about over the years here is white willow bark tincture. And you could take that, and we've done that for the kids when they have a little thing going on or headache. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And even if, for those of you who say, well, it's not strong enough, well, there's a placebo impact. You take something and you know you're taking something, that alone is going to help you. But there is real medicine, quote-unquote, in the herb, in the plant, in the plants of creation. So, docs, if you're out there, do you need more safety training? Let us know. The FDA says maybe not. Maybe we were a little too hard on you doctors. Well, Dr. Batar says I'm never too hard on the doctors. We'll be back. We've got a special interview with our good friend Nick Brannigan on non-GMO kitchens after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life.
At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-945-9489. GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
A little bit of reunion time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm not in Vegas yet, but I do have the American Naturopathic Medical Association coming up August 26th, 27th, and 28th, and I look forward to seeing my good buddy Nick Brannigan, and he's back on the show. He's got some news and updates and a non-GMO kitchen to tell you about. Nick, welcome back.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Doing great. You know, we still get requests for the organic non-GMO t-shirts that say unlock the power to heal, or the power to heal is yours, in fact, that one. And I know that in the midst of all your projects, it got put on hiatus, but maybe we got something that could bring that on out again, along with your adorable daughter promoting this new, I guess you could say, a Kickstarter, a fundraising campaign to get this project underway.
Yeah, it's a crowdfunding campaign for the non-GMO kitchen. But let me first say, I still have, obviously, the power to heal is yours shirt. I wear it probably once a week, once every other week, and I always get compliments saying, like, hey, I really like the message of that shirt. And I tell them about the organic, and I show them the Robert Scott Bell logo on the back. So I like to feel I send you a new listener about once or twice a month.
Awesome, awesome. But, well, we'll look forward to bringing that back out eventually. But I know right now, actually, somebody just published, I did an iHealth2 video on GMOs a few years back. It just went back out again. How timely is it that you're now starting another ramp it up on a project on what you're calling the non-GMO kitchen? But we got to know what this is all about. What's your daughter going to do there? It's an adorable video, and we have it linked up in the show notes.
So what we're going for is to really show people how easy it is to avoid GMOs in your diet. And Robert, I've been talking about GMOs like a public speaker and doing them on my radio show for 4 years now. And I still get a little surprised that the term GMO is in the mainstream consciousness. It's more common for people to have heard of GMO than to have not heard of GMO and know it's in our food. But most people are still very, very in the dark about what foods are GMOs or how to avoid GMOs when they're reading the ingredients. If the label's not on there, they don't know if that canola is GMO or not. So with the non-GMO kitchen, the big picture, the big plan, the big vision is to have an online community of several cooking shows, all based around eating non-GMOs. It'll be all plant-based too, but we're kind of, you know, not promoting that directly.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want to do is start with this crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter.com is with two shows under non-GMO kitchen. My show is called The Non-GMO Guy, where I take some of the best recipes where I convert it from a GMO recipe to a non-GMO recipe, anything from raw foods to traditional baked goods. And my show is a little more adult-oriented, so there might be an F-bomb here or there.
You don't hold back, Nick. You got passion, you let it out.
Yeah, I don't have much of a filter, and I find people like that quality in me. And then my daughter's show is called The Veganic Girl, where what we do with her is we go to the library and we'll get cookbooks from the cereal companies under General Mills or all those big crappy food companies. We'll go to their websites and get their recipes, and then we'll make organic vegan versions of them that anyone can. My daughter's 8. So if she can make it, anyone can make it. We want to make it easy for kids. We want to make it easy for the culinary illiterate. So once we get funded, that's where we're going to start. We'll probably film her show first because let's be honest, Robert, she's way cuter than me. She's going to be the superstar of the family. So we're going to start with The Veganic Girl, do 10 episodes there, and then do 10 episodes of The Non-GMO Guy, and just expand from there and see where it takes us and see what other type of shows we can add on the list and do our best just to help the global community learn to eat non-GMO because, you know, we have these labeling campaigns, which never seem to work out. A lot of the big food companies are now either removing GMOs or labeling GMOs, which is great, but let's label our minds.
Sure.
Let's start with our kitchens. Make our kitchens and our shopping carts a GMO-free zone.
Well, we certainly, Nick, we applaud any of these companies that are removing GMOs. We don't want to dissuade them, but you're right. As our message has been here for a long time, we want to bring it home into our own kitchens, into our own gardens, backyards, front yards, side yards, windowsills, so that we no longer are part of the problem. In other words, supporting even accidentally and inadvertently these companies that are foisting these genetically modified abominations, in my opinion, on us.
Absolutely, because the power is in the market. It's in, you know, what we want to call the consumer, but it's the power from the people, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to make that decision to never consciously eat GMOs. And through more education, like the video that you put out, that's reemerging, and through websites like the Non-GMO Kitchen and other forms of media like YouTube channels or obviously this show or my Health Conspiracy Radio or any of the other shows and websites like National News, that's where the real activism happens. So it's great that Frito-Lay is going to label the GMOs. It's great that Campbell's is going to remove some GMOs and label them in others. And that's really a sign of consumer demand. But
yeah,
what's the best thing to do now is to say, all right, I'm going to make a decision for me and my family to be educated and consciously avoid GMOs in our daily dietary habits.
Well, and I love that your daughter is so actively engaged and involved as well. These are the kids that, you know, if we don't clear this up, it's a disaster for their generation and beyond. We were with Rachel Parent, who you know of from Canada, up at the show we did a couple of weeks in Toronto ago. She was terrific. Another bright light of the young folks that are coming out and saying, we're not playing this game anymore. So it seems like the non-GMO kitchen and the veganic girl, I love that, could be another way to outreach, educate. Hopefully, I'm sure it'll be entertaining as well.
Oh, yeah. We just filmed the first two shows. I'm going to release hers maybe next week. Mine, I might hold out on just because it's maybe a little more explicit than I want to put out there at this moment in time. Yeah, they're definitely entertaining. They're fun to watch. Once we get funded, we're going to get professional consultation from a videographer and just learn to make these as high-quality shows as possible. And this is really the best form of activism that we could do, because for us personally, because it's great to, you know, protest and hold signs and do Twitter storms and do Facebook events. But that's, you know, anyone can really do that. We want to do something that's next level to make it entertaining, to make it for the layperson who never heard of a GMO before, want to watch the show because this cute little girl reminds them of their grandchild and she has some really good recipes. So for them, they're just getting a great new recipe, but in the back of their mind, and that we're aiming at that other level of thinking to where, okay, this is a great recipe, but what the heck is a GMO and what are they talking about? Maybe this is something I should look into.
Right. Well, this is a beautiful thing. Now, if we're going to get together in August, if you're still in Vegas, I know that's when everybody would like to escape Vegas, but I've got the naturopathic show. Where can I go? And I've been there many times over the years for good organic, non-GMO, vegan food. What's the update, the lay of the land on the Las Vegas scene for that kind of quality?
When's the last time you've been here, Robert? Were you here at all in 2015?
You know, I think maybe I was in early 2015, but it might be 2014. It's hard for me to remember all of the events over time there, but it could be over a year and a half since I was there.
Yeah, a lot has changed. So first of all, there's Vegination, which I'm their non-GMO menu consultant. That doesn't mean the menu right now is completely GMO-free. We're working on it a little bit at a time.
Okay.
But most of the items you get, there's some organic options, but everything you're going to get is plant-based and mostly non-GMO. Then there's Violet's Vegan, which is completely organic and plant-based.
What is that one called?
Violet's Vegan.
Violet's? Okay, Violet's Vegan. Okay.
Yeah, they actually contributed $750 to the Kickstarter campaign. So
nice, that's beautiful.
Big fan of Violet's Vegan right now.
Great, I don't know of that one. I haven't seen that one when I was there before.
Well, all these places, I think they opened up after last time you were here.
Right.
And now we have Go Vegan Cafe, which is it's the sister restaurant to Go Raw Cafe, which I know you're very familiar with.
Yes.
Yeah, they have it now. They have cooked vegan items, and it's primarily organic, primarily non-GMO.
Okay.
And then they have their raw menu there as well.
Right.
And they just really expand it out, and there's so many more options available than the last time you were here, Robin. It's pretty amazing.
So Nick, two of my favorite places to go were both the Go Raw Cafe on I think the East Side, West Side, wherever you said. Who is our buddy there that runs it? Such a nice man.
That is Rod.
Yeah, Rod. I got to reach out to Rod. I'd love to see him. So did one of the Go Raw Cafes switch to the Go Vegan Cafe, so there's some cooked and some raw?
No, the two Go Raw Cafes are still the same as they were. Go Vegan is their third place now.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
So for the vegans that aren't into raw food, now they have a place to go where they can get cooked vegan food from the owners of Go Raw Cafe, and they still have all the raw food options for guys like us who are more leaning towards the raw whole food dishes.
Nice. Well, this is great. I know that I will eat well. I know that there are other restaurants closer to the Strip or off Strip. I think I even ran into one that was an organic Indian restaurant of all places. Obviously it's not all raw or vegan, but the options that they were going more in that direction of clean food, supporting, you know, this level of awareness. I'm always encouraging these restaurants to move directions towards us.
Yeah, it's really just keeps expanding, and most people who are not familiar with Vegas as a local community, they look at us as casinos and strip clubs.
Right.
But it's everything is just leaning in a different way towards more organic, more healthy options, more plant-based options. I believe the place you're talking about, I may be mistaken, but I think it's Indian Mint Bistro, which I haven't been to yet, but I've heard a lot of great things about. And there's even a bakery off of the highway, closer to Henderson called Vegan Bites, which is They use all organic, no refined sugar in their baked goods. They use coconut oil instead of canola or sunflower oil.
I got to hit that. Yeah, that'll be a treat.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing, like, the expansion since the last time you've been here, Robert. And I definitely think we could set up a talk at the Go Vegan Cafe and go to Violet's and Vegination if we could make the time for all that.
Well, we've got a few months of planting time, so let's put the word out, plant the seeds, and see what grows there in the desert. And hopefully it won't be 120 plus. I can handle the 110s, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the meantime. So, everybody, folks listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, Nick Brannigan, our good friend, and he and his daughter are putting together this special kind of video episodes that looking for the Kickstarter to support it. And I definitely encourage you to do so. The Veganic Girl, which is so cool, as well as, of course, the non-GMO, how we say it, kitchen. So if you want to find out where it is, go to Kickstarter.com, and you can just do a search term on non-GMO kitchen or anything else that's very easy like that.
Yeah, just type in non-GMO, it'll pop right up, and we have a two-minute video to tell you all about what we're doing. And every contribution is appreciated. We have lots of cool rewards from ebooks and T-shirts and even my own cookies that will be given out. So I appreciate all the love and support that I've gotten already and all the love and support that's on its way.
You got it. And there's probably a lot of vitamin L in that cookie. I'll have to have one when I come visit you.
I'll make you half a dozen.
You're the best. Nick Brannigan, my friend, good to have you back on board. We'll stay in touch as we head towards the summer and see you in Vegas. I appreciate you being on board.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me.
All right, back to wrap up the show, heading into the weekend after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Thanks again to Nick Brannigan for being on board today, and look forward to seeing him out in Vegas. And hopefully all y'all out there are eating non-GMO hairballs. Hairballs?
What?
Yuck, man. Why are you doing that to me, Super D? It's National Hairball Awareness Day.
Oh, my. Well,
I didn't know.
You know, I mean, it is a problem in the United States, actually in the world, that people are just not aware of the importance and significance of hairballs.
Well, I mean, listen, if we can't grow hemp, at least we can grow hairballs and make sweaters out of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what, listen, you are the one who's responsible for this particular story. You can't blame
I am? Okay, but you trained me well, let's be honest. You
so
were excited.
For a National Hairball
Awareness Day, yeah. It's the last Friday of April, and it's part of pet health awareness events for the American Veterinary Medical Association. Now, I'm not a big fan of the AVMA because they've never met a vaccine they didn't want to inject into your kitty cat or doggy do. Did I say doggy do?
Yes, you did.
It's a doggy dog. Kitty cat, doggy dog. Yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah, we're not going there. Anyway, they want you to be educated about that. I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, I have a cat, and so far, no hairballs. So what am I doing right? I'm not sure. Are they promoting a drug?
Okay, so I mean, they give you the courtesy of explaining that the formation of hairballs is a common feline condition that is brought on by self-grooming and the associated ingestion of hair. Okay, I kind of already knew that.
Yeah.
I think most people, if you have a cat, you can kind of figure out where the hairball comes from.
Yeah.
You know, if a cat will let you brush it,
yeah,
I suppose that would help.
That would, yeah,
but
no, cats like
you. If you had a cat, I mean, it's not all that common that a cat's going to let you sit there and
no,
take
no.
That way, so.
Super done. The cats that I've had love to be brushed.
Okay,
they
all
do.
Right, some of them do,
they
some
do.
Of them don't.
Sure, yeah.
But
that'd be a good prevention, I agree. You know, and, you know, just out of sympathy or empathy, we don't recommend you getting a hairball too. You know, that's not the point of the awareness, right? It's like, how are you going to gain awareness unless you have a hairball too, right? You should suffer. No. That's not what we want either. But I will say, if you groom the cat and you have all that hair coming off on the brush, I suppose you can put it out in the garden, right?
Okay, it's a natural substance. I suppose it would compost, right?
Yeah, I think it would. And
okay.
Or you could use that fur to cover up because, well, the first Saturday in May is now known as World Naked Gardening Day.
Oh, okay. I'm visualizing this. You groom the cat. You got all kinds of cat hair.
Yeah.
So then you put cat hair down there so that...
You knit a cat hair sweater that you can wear.
All right. I was thinking more like a cat hair fig leaf or something.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I stretched on that one because I'm usually the king of segues. It's like, how do we transition from National Hair World Holiday?
All right. So listen, there is an annual holiday, world holiday, called Naked Gardening Day.
Right. This reminds me of the danger of talking about nakedity, because one time years ago...
Nakedity,
right?
Is that a word?
The act of being naked, nakedity.
Okay.
Anyway, so I talked about the idea that women were not getting enough vitamin D from the sun to protect them from, for instance, breast cancer. And I said, take off your shirt, go out in your garden, your backyard, whatever, and let the sun shine in. And there was somebody who was offended by that because she thought I was promoting, I don't know, rampant nakedity everywhere. I wasn't. I wasn't saying go out in the front yard and walk to the neighbor and go, hi, look at my puppies. That wasn't what I was saying. It's not what I'm saying now. You've got to discern whether you can participate in World National Naked Gardening Day without offending, you know, delicate eyes, whoever they might be. But
well... You know, I mean, listen, you have to think about this for a second. They say on their website here that getting naked and making, going out and gardening makes gardens healthier and people healthier and more attractive. Well, that's not necessarily true. I could think of probably there might be some people out there doing some naked gardening that would not necessarily make your garden more attractive.
Right. It's a bit subjective to say that. And I'm not sure. I think the healthier part is the vitamin D exposure. That's, to me, the sunshine exposure.
Okay.
That's
right.
So for that reason, I could say yay, hooray, go for it. But, again, prying neighbor's eyes, who knows who will call the police on you for what they call lewd and whatever. I don't know what is it called. But, anyway, it's just the human body. You have discretion. Utilize it. And we'll leave that one there. All right, folks, we've got it. We've wrapped it up. Thank you to everyone for being on board. Tell your friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show will be back Sunday, I think live from Elkhart, Indiana, of all places. Interesting stuff coming up. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.